Let's head to Winnipeg now. Here's our TSN Hockey Insider, Darren Dreger. Set the scene for us, Dreg. What's the mood like out of Winnipeg?
Yeah, it's okay. Inside the room, they're saying all the right things. They're talking about a higher level of confidence, and, they didn't expect to sweep the St. Louis Blues, and, they feel like there are some areas that they can tighten up and improve on, but they're confident going into game two. I'm not so sure that the fan base is as confident, but as Babcock said a week or so ago, he's yet to see a fan play a game. So we'll see. I want to see him face adversity again tonight. If St. Louis scores early or gets a lead at some point in the game, I want to see how Winnipeg responds, because they didn't respond well after David Perron tied it up in the third the other night.
Dregs, going into the playoffs, we were kind of circling, especially on the Canadian teams, guys who were struggling or may not have had the seasons that they wanted. In Toronto, was William Nylander. He scored last night. First game for the Jets, it was Patrick Laine. I thought he played quite well. Do you see a renewed sense of confidence, or did Paul Maurice actually talk about his game?
Yeah, and then Maurice pumped him up prior to the start of the series and said that he'd been playing better and he'd been hitting posts. The puck wasn't going in for him, which obviously is going to negatively impact his offense or his confidence, because he's, he's a goal scorer, he's a shooter. But he looked engaged in game one. And, I mean, what a play by Brian Little to create that scoring opportunity. And then, Laine just absolutely fires it under the bar. But that kind of jump-started his game after that. Brayden Schenn tried to get to him in the first period, get under his skin. That really didn't seem to impact Patrick Laine at all. But going into that game, I chatted with him briefly on Tuesday, and I just asked if he had done any work in studying Bennington's game, whether or not there's a weakness on the glove side, blocker side, any tendencies he might notice. And he said he hadn't yet, but he just said, look, man, he goes, where my confidence is at right now, I'm just focused on hitting the net. Well, he did that in game one, so let's see how he fares tonight.
How did Bennington, Darren, handle the first game in the morning? There was some talk about some tweets he had sent out early. And the timing of that is somewhat suspicious. I don't know why it would have to come out then, but did he answer those questions, or that was just not for him to answer?
No, he stood in there. I mean, he earned my respect because, you're right. I mean, I don't know who dug these tweets out. They're from 5-6 years ago, and yes, they were insensitive, and he was a kid back then. He was 19, but he stood in there, and he accepted full responsibility. He acknowledged, of course, it was a mistake 5-6 years ago, but he's grown as a person because he's matured as a young man. So he took a couple of questions, and then Mike Caruso is one of the best PR guys in the business, stepped in as, the media tried to belabor it a little bit and just said, all right, let's kick back into the series and start talking about hockey. But, for an inexperienced goaltender, certainly at this level, he's got some poise. Not cockiness, but he's got some poise both on and off the ice.
With Darren Dreger, a Hockey Insider, I'm sure you got a chance to watch that Maple Leaf game last night. And, we've been hammering away on it all afternoon. It's funny how one game can really change the whole narrative. There was so much anxiety leading into it, a lot of concern, understandably so, because of the reputation of the Maple Leafs in the past and the way they have been defending. But I thought they played a great game last night. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I liked everything about it. And again, I liked how they faced the challenge. The Bruins get one early. The big line comes through, and Toronto didn't wilt at all. In fact, they fired right back and then took control of the hockey game. Mitch Marner has proven time and time again that he deserves to be in a special class because he's a superstar player. But he wasn't alone, and he got a lot of help. It was an excellent game by William Nylander from where I sat and watched. I thought that Austin Matthews did his job as a top center in the National Hockey League. Freddie elevated his game. We knew that was going to have to be the case. And correct me if I'm wrong here, guys. I thought collectively that might have been the best game I've seen the Toronto Maple Leafs defense play all year. So let's see if they can keep it up.
Well, I certainly think so in the third period. The third is where, especially in that building, we've just seen it so many times.
And a trade that paid off.
Jake Muzzin
I thought was terrific.
Yeah.
And Morgan
yeah.
Riley deserves credit. I thought Morgan was really solid.
Yeah, too, I thought right? he was jumping up in the play, but he wasn't careless.
No,
he made sure to cover his angles. And yeah, yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I thought Gardner was a little bit jittery.
That third pairing, but honestly, if you look at it, it was the Bruins top guys that were shaky.
Yeah.
We weren't talking about the Leafs D. Like we came in here talking about, like, I thought they did a job, and I circled for my personal thing. I thought Jake Muzzin just brought experience and really a swagger to it, but they did a great job.
Well, now they made it a series, right? You know, you steal one on the road, especially the opener of a series, and I don't know if that's going to wake up the Boston Bruins or not. It doesn't matter. I mean, if the Toronto Maple Leafs can duplicate that game in game two, or can continue to build off that as this series unfolds, then I like their chances.
With Darren Dreger, a TSN Hockey Insider. The other game's going on tonight. You know, we all collectively thought San Jose really played well a couple of nights ago.
I agree.
In Vegas. Now, they're on the road, so even if they lose tonight, they'll say we haven't lost a home game. But Pittsburgh, you know, they're in that position. Those two series with the whole 2-3 seeds, and, you know, you would expect them to go pretty deep. But is there one in particular there, Dregs, where you feel like they really need to even this up before they go home, whether it's Vegas or Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you know, probably both. You know, I know you're looking for one versus the other, but, you know, Pittsburgh clearly has to tighten things up defensively. You know, there was a lot of talk around the San Jose Sharks going into the series against Vegas. I think that, you know, to some degree, we're still a little intoxicated and in love with the storyline of the Vegas Golden Knights, and maybe we should be based on, you know, their march to the final last year, and they had a real good year again this year. But, you know, San Jose is a very good team. They're an excellent team. Their goaltending had a big question mark beside it. I didn't watch that game as closely as some of the others, but, you know, Martin Jones made the saves that he had to make. I mean, at times, you know, he'd give up a rebound, looked a little shaky here or there, but I don't think you overanalyze a win this time of year. So I think San Jose is a believable team, and maybe I got to start listening to some of my Western Conference contacts who said keep an eye on the Sharks.
Darren, did you get to see your good friends Ray and Gord this morning?
No, their flight was delayed. Ray's been bugging me all afternoon about all kinds of things, including wanting me to go with him to the rink in about 30 minutes. And it's an 8:30 local start. Not sure why I need to be there 3 hours beforehand. But,
who the hell would want to go three hours before the game?
I might see him. There's a and oh, dog, you would love this. It's a bit of a dive bar right across the street from the rink. It's called the Tipsy Cow. So I'm planning on meeting those guys after the game tonight.
Very nice. Hopefully Winnipeg's rocking, man. Yeah. Friday night, like you said, an 8:30 local time start. I mean, that has all the makings of a pretty dangerous evening.
And hopefully, because there's potential, like, travel days tomorrow, that's a day off?
Yeah. Well, it's not a day off. Well, for those guys, it is. I mean, when you're working on the broadcast, you know, you don't have to do the panel chats and all the stuff that we have to do. So I'm sure Ray and Gord have got something planned. They'll probably get out of Dodge. I don't know where their next game is. You know, they're doing that Calgary series as well, so maybe they're going back there. But I've got to work in Winnipeg, and then Sarah Orleski and I are jumping on like a 5:15 flight through Mini that gets us into St. Louis at about 11:30 at night. So that's my day.
Beautiful.
That's not too bad.
All right, buddy. Enjoy it. Enjoy the weekend. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
There's Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider.